Right. Yeah. Well, this is what this is communitarianism. And in the United States, we have a constitution that guarantees us our individual rights. And those are our rights to, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, et cetera, and all our rights under the Bill of Rights as well. But under the under communitarian law, basically the individual is sort of superseded by the amorphous and ever-changing rights of the so-called community. And in this case, we're talking about the global community. But you could be talking about your if you're in your town, of course, you're talking about your town community. And so that is, and it's not anything delineated. It can change at any time. This is where the United States, Constitution protects our individual rights. It doesn't grant them. It guarantees our protection. And with Communist China, Soviet Union, and Nazi Germany, what you had was communitarian rule, which was it's all for the common good. And the individual is selfish. The individual is always outweighed by the rights of the greater community. And since those rights are, not written anywhere and not defined by anyone except for whoever it is who's ruling you, then the individual always loses. So this is the concern here, is that and we can bring it right down into everyone's town. The plan is created to be a global plan, but implemented locally. So when you see it locally, it's not called Agenda 21. You'll see it as a land use plan in your town, as a restrictive plan determining what can happen in your town physically. And this is a way to restrict your rights, both your rights to movement, your rights to free speech, and your right to live and work where you wish, as well as your right to use your land, water, and and any other resources, your mineral rights, etc.
Where is